कृष्ण एकचेत मदमोह विनाशकारिन् मदृष्टिगोचर प्रभो प्रभुपाद स्वामिन् दोषा विवृद्धि परिदूषित मंद बुद्धि संचिन्तयामि चरणौ तव भक्तेतु सची सूनु प्रेमावलित सुखराशे मम गुरो मया लब्धं लब्धं तव पद प्रसादं सुमधुरम् कृपा पारावारस्त्वमसि भुवि ज्ञातं पुनरिदम् शरण्यं त्वां याते तव चरणसेवां प्रतिदिनम् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
स्वा
तु
अतिविस्मिता आस्थिता अब्जं सत्त्वात्मयोनिरतिविस्मित आस्थितोऽब्जम् कालेन तपसा परिशुद्ध भाव कालेन तीव्र तपसा परिशुद्ध भाव आत्मनि ईशा भुवे गंधम इव अतिसूक्ष्मम् त्वामात्मनि स भुवि गन्धमिवाति सूक्ष्मम् भूता इन्द्रिया आशयमये विततम् ददर्श भूतेन्द्रियाशयमये विततम् ददर्श सत्त्वात्मयो निरतिविस्मित आस्थितोऽब्जम् कालेन तीव्र तपसा परिशुद्ध भाव त्वाम् आत्मनि स भुवि गन्धमिवाति सूक्ष्मम् भूतेन्द्रियाशयमये विततम् ददर्श
Lord Brahma, to but Atma Joni is born without any mother, directly begotten by the Father, Lord Vishnu. Ati Vismita,
being very much surprised,
not finding out the source of his birth. Astitaha, situated. Abjam, the lotus flower on which he was sitting. He could see only. Kalena, in due course of time. Hivra tapasa,
by severe austerity.
Parishuddha bhavaha,
completely being purified.
Vam,
unto you,
Atmani,
in his body and existence.
Isha,
O my Lord,
Bhuvi, within the earth. Gandham, flavor. Eva, like. Atishukshman,
very subtle form.
Bhutendriya,
body and senses.
Ashayamaye,
fixed up with desires.
Vitatam,
spread all over.
The Dharsha,
could find.
Translation: Lord Brahma, who is celebrated as Atma Joni, born without any mother, became struck with wonder and could see only the lotus flower on which he was sitting. Thus, undergoing severe austerities for many hundreds of years, he became purified. At that time, he could see in his own body the cause of all causes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is spread all over his body and senses.
Satatma Joni Rativismita Asito Abjam Kali Nati Bratapasa Purisuddha Bhava. Tatmatmani Sabhuvi Gandham Ivati Sushmam Putendriya Sayamai Vitatam Dadarasa. So, Dadarsha means he saw. This seeing, this is impersonal seeing. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everything. Although he is born directly from the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, still he could not see the Lord. Sa tu atmajani prati bismita. Suppose all of a sudden you are sleeping and you are put into a place where nobody else there, you are simply there and everything is dark. How much perplexed you would be. This Brahma's position was like that. After each millennium, Brahma's death, and then again birth, our birth and death is going on, the same process. We are in the womb of the mother, and all of a sudden we come out, we see light, begin to cry, and the relatives take care of us, and we forget everything in how much precarious condition I was before my birth. So those who are ordinarily sinful, they can at least see the light once. But those who are very severely sinful, they are killed within the womb. They cannot see the light coming out. There are so many cases now, there are so many children, before coming out of the womb of the mother, and before seeing the light of the sun, they are killed. And after being killed, the body is finished, then he has to be put another body, then enters another mother's body. Again the body is developed, and again he is killed. Just imagine this, because he tit for tat. If I kill a child in the womb, now I am very much proud of my scientific advancement, then I am to be killed in my birth. That's all. You cannot avoid this nature's law. Trivijje sagunamai mama maya dhruta. That is very, very sukshma. The word is used, sukshma, very, very fine law. Who can see it? Atmajani, so he is also not free. Although he is not Brahma, he is also not free. He is perplexed. Where from I came? What is the source of my birth in darkness? He could see only the lotus flower on which you are sitting, nothing else. Exactly our position, just like so many scientists, they think that this world is everything. And other planets and worlds, there is no life. Only because he is there, there is life. This is the modern presentation. But that is not the fact. There are many, many millions and trillions of planets. Everywhere there is life. Even in the sun planet there is life. This is fiery. If there is no life, then where is the opportunity of Krishna speaking? Imam vivasati yogam praptamanam abhyam. I spoke, first of all, this science to Vibhushan. Vibhushan manavipra. First of all, I spoke this science to the sun god, the chief person in the sun planet. So we cannot accept the so-called scientist person that there is no life in the sun planet. Everywhere there is. Sun planet, moon planet, everything. The moon planet Ajjantam Marhajjat Brahmanogu. So many millions of years is equal to 12 hours. Lord Brahma had to undergo austerity for hundreds of years of his calculation. They are not our hundreds of years. Our hundreds of years may be Brahma's a few hours only. Law of relativity. So, Brahma, even though he is directly born of Vishnu, is not ordinary living. He is also a living entity like us, and very, very pious. That's why here, somebody is very rich, very influential, very beautiful, very learned. These are the results of pious activities. Janmai sajya suta sri. If you are pious, then you get good opportunity of taking your birth in good family, aristocratic family, Brahman family, like that. Become beautiful, become educated. So Brahma is also a similar living entity, but is very, very pious. Very, very pious. And Brahma, Brahma's post is so exalted that when there is no living entity available, then Lord Vishnu himself becomes Brahma. The post is so important. My point is that although he is so pious, greatly exalted, still he had to purify himself. Here it is said, kalena tibrata vasa parisuddha bhava. Parisuddha bhava. To become purified of the material contamination is not so easy. So you should always remember that the purificatory process which has been prescribed to you, how rigidly you have to follow. If you are neglectful, then you are losing the chance. Because you try to understand this material world is so contaminous that even Lord Brahma had to purify himself by austerities for many hundreds of years. I'm just trying to bring this point, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that for purification of Brahma's body, he had to take so many years under severe austerity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we are so much fallen, not to compare with Brahma, very, very fallen, still he gives us a little formula. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Imbake. Kalo Naste, 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 this much tapasya. So if somebody says that Lord Chaitanya gave us, certainly, but what is the proof that you are being purified? No, there is proof. Where? This is stated in the Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever he says, that is law. Still, he does not act in that way. He gives reference to the Shastra. This is mentioned in the Shastra. In the Bhagavata also it is mentioned. Kītanādeva krishnasya mukta saṅga param vidhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never says, even Krishna does not say, unauthoritatively. He gives reference to the Shastra. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, brahma-sutra-pada-iścaiva, hetu-madhi-ministitam. Brahma-sutra, Vedanta-sutra is giving reference. So, don't talk anything which is not authorized in the statement of Shastra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna movement, has given us, not whimsically, although he can give any law, he is the Supreme Lord, dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever the Lord says, that is the principle of religion. So, we do not know whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God or not, but Shastra says he is. So whatever he says, that is dharma. So, this is the important point, that sa tu atmajani rati bismita. He began very much surprised. Where from I am coming? And where I am situated? What is the purpose? So to understand all these implications, he had to undergo. It was ordered, tapo. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there was a sound vibration. When Brahma was perplexed, there was a sound vibration. That sound vibration was indirectly said that you undergo tapasya. Tapasya. Then you will understand where from you have come, why you have come, what is your business. These things will be revealed. Tapasya. So that tapasya he had to perform many hundreds years. Nāvidandar avindat abda sata apsu. Not only he had to go underneath the water, apsu, and he performed tapasya there. Just imagine how much difficult it was to go underneath the water. He first of all wanted to search out what from my birth is, then he saw the stem of the lotus flower on which he was sitting, and then he found there is water. So he went within the water, it is said, apsu. And there he executed tapasya. So, this human form of life, we are born out of Brahma. Brahma is called therefore great-grandfather. Not great-grandfather, he is called grandfather. Because Mano, from Mano we have come, therefore our name is Manusha, man, from the word Mano. That Mano is born of Brahma, therefore he is called grandfather, Pitama. And Krishna has been addressed in the Bhagavad Gita, the great-grandfather. He is the father of Brahma. Atma-jyoni. So, this is the position of Brahma. So, he had to undergo so great austerity to understand his position. So, how much austerity we have to perform to understand our position? What I am? What is my business? Why I have come here? Why I am suffering? Everyone is suffering. But we are so callous, so rascal, we don't take care of it. We say, that's all right, I shall die. Peacefully, yes. I met one very exalted lord in London. So, of course, we offered him prasadam very friendly. So I asked Lord Brockway, what is the end of your life? How do you think? He was 84 years old. So he said, yes, I shall die peacefully. And after that, oh, there is nothing. That's all. This is the idea. So, actually, people do not know what is going to happen after death. Therefore, they are irresponsible. They are living like animals. But Shastra says, no, no, don't do this. We have got responsibility. Nāyaṁ deho deho deho, nāyaṁ deho deho bhājaṁ niloke. Kastan kamana rahati virujāmi. Don't live irresponsibly. This body, ayanga deha, this body, deho bhajang niloki. Niloki means the human society. Not cat society, dog society, fly society, the human society. You should not live irresponsibly like the cats and dogs. It has especially mentioned Birbhujan, the stool-eater pig. You should not live like the stool-eater pig. Why this animal has been drawn? That means stool-eater pig means the pig has no distinction of eating. Whatever is there, up to stool, he can eat. So in the human society, has no discrimination of eating anything. Now I understand that eating, they're killing their own child, and the child is also being eaten. Who was telling? Yes, let's see. How much the human society has degraded. One side that killing their own child, and after killing it, they're cooking it, and it becomes a very good delicacy. Let's see. Well, this is the surety of become a pig, less than a pig. You see. But they do not know. Nate vitu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. This human life was meant for understanding Vishnu, God, but they did not use it. So thus, try to understand how much important is this Krishna consciousness movement. How we are trying to save the whole human society from their irresponsible life. So, we have to undergo tapasya. Because our grandfather he had to undergo tapasya. So anyone who is in this material world, the Brahma, beginning from Brahma down to the end, must undergo tapasya. But if for the ant, cats and dogs, it is not possible. They are condemned. They will have to come to the human form of life by evolutionary process, by the help of nature. But as soon as we come to the human form of life, the responsibility is there. What is the responsibility? Because you have got developed consciousness more than the cats and dogs, you have to decide how I have come to this material world, why I am suffering, I do not wish to die, this death is there, I do not want disease, the disease is there, I don't want to take birth, enter into the womb of the mother, still I am forced to do it, I don't want to become an old man, I become old. So this is human intelligence. Unless you come to this intelligence, athāta brahma jinkāsa, what I am? Am I this body or something else? So we have to analyze that this body is made of the material elements, earth, water, fire, ether, like that. We are breathing. What is this breathing? We are very much proud of breathing. The breathing is simply ventilation. Yeah. But you cannot set up this breathing to a dead man. That is not possible. Although it is simply air, nothing but air. But as soon as it is gone out of it, your great scientist, bring this air, pump, brain of life. So in this way, there is analysis. From water we are getting blood, from blood we are getting semina, from urine, so many things we are getting. You see, this body is manufactured by these things. By the material elements. So am I this body? If I am this body, then after the death, why these material elements are there, why you cannot replace it? I am not body. I am living within this body. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, Dehinasmin jathādehi kauvāradhūn tathādehāṁ. Asmin dehe, in this body, there is the living entity. So one has to learn this, but they cannot learn because they do not undergo austerity. That is it. No education is there how to perform austerity. That Vedic civilization is how to teach small children austerities. That is brahmachari. So you want to start this brahmachari asana or gurukul to learn austerity from the beginning of life. Then their life will be successful, they will understand. Not to become a grammarian. That is not our. So we should take lesson from Brahmaji, our grandfather, that Parishuddha Bhava, Tibra Tapasa. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, mercy, that we haven't got to undergo Tibra Tapasa. But we are thinking this is also very difficult. What is that? No illicit sex. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, but they are taking it very, very serious. What is the severity? We don't say no sex, but no illicit sex. This much tapasya, austerity cannot follow. Tapasya must be there. Unless you undergo tapasya, there is no rescue. Even Brahma had to perform tapasya. What to speak of? You cannot avoid it. Tapasya brahmacharya, no. Tapasya begins from brahmacharya. No illicit sex. No sex. But that is not possible at the top illicit sex. Tapasya brahmacharya. This is very important. So we should always remember that without tapo dibbanga putra kajina suddhita satya. This of Deva advises his sons, my dear sons, this human form of life, don't live like cats and dogs. Don't spoil your life. Then what to do? Tapa. Underwood, just like Brahma was advised. Brahma is the son of Vishnu. So when he was perplexed, the same advice was given. Tapa. So he underwent. He underwent tapasya. Tibra tapasya. Tibra means very severe. So we are advised tibra. Tibrena bhakti yogena. It is said in the Shastra, akama sarva kama ba moksha kama udaravadhi. Tibrena bhakti yogena. Jadita paramampuru. This is we are mixed up. Somebody has got all desire to fulfill within this material world. Sarva kama. They never become desireless. Increasing. One after another. That is there called sarva kama. And akama means no more desire. Sarva padhi vinir muktam. Tatparatena nirmalam. So we have to purify ourselves. So to purify ourselves means don't desire anything material. Then I shall become void of desire? No, not void of desire. Desire must be there. Therefore, we are singing daily, Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittite Koriya Oikka Arara Koriya Manana. That's all. Arara Koriya Manana. We are singing daily, you must understand what is the meaning. Because we are builders, we are misdirected. So Guru's word, that should be taken seriously. Arana Korya, no more, anything. That is. Therefore, how much difficult it is to find out such guru. Adho Gurbhasayam. First of all, you have to accept guru. Tadvijnanatham sa guru neva abhigacche. So we have to follow guru. So how I can find out the real guru? By whose words I will be nicely directed and achieve. That is not very difficult. You read Bhagavad Gita, you will understand. Just like Arjuna, when he was perplexed, he accepted Krishna, Guru. He said, Shishasti ham, I become your guru. Now, we are talking friendly, the argument will not be ended. Now I become your disciple, shishya. Because as soon as one becomes a shishya, shishya means under the order, regulation. A person cannot disobey the order of guru, then he is shishya. If he argues, he is not shishya. He is not a shishya. Therefore, Arjuna says, shishyasyam. I surrender, voluntarily surrender, to become your disciple. Now I shall not argue. That is called shishya. If you argue, then you are not a shishya. Guru mukha padma bhakko, chitta te kar, arana kariyamani. This is tapasya. That I shall not act anything which is not ordered by my guru. That tapasya. Tapodibbam putraka. Then we'll be nicely guided and then sattasuddham. Then this existence will be purified. As soon as our existence is purified, then we realize the situation, what is God, what is our relationship with Him, what is our activity, athāta brahma jigyāsa, janmādhasya jata, everything. Here it is. Tu ātmani īśa bhuvi. So what was the realization of Brahmā? Atma tapasya na gandham iva ati sukshmam bhūtendriya. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, punnaganna prithivyam ca. I am the smell within the earth. So everyone knows there is smell within the earth. There is color within the earth. Everything is there within the earth. Otherwise, how in a particular plant the color and the smell and the flavor and everything is coming, beauty, everything is coming. You daily see. So, ordinarily you see a heap of dirt, but everything is there. Similarly, ordinarily we see this universe, but in every atom there is Krishna. That was realized as Brahmā. Then he became the great personality to teach us Tene Brahma Rida Adi Gavai. In this way, he instructed Adikavi, the first learned man. Kavi means learned man. Brahmā, Vedic knowledge. So there was no other teacher. Krishna taught him. Therefore we belong to the Brahmā Sampradaya. Krishna instructed Brahmā, Brahmā instructed Narad, Narad instructed Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva instructed Sukhdev. In this way, our Guru Parampara system, therefore we worship the Guru as Vyas Puja, because representative of Vyas, and who is Vyas? Representative of Narad. What is Narad? Representative of Brahmā. What is Brahmā? Representative of Krishna. This is called Parampara system. Thank you very much.